Blog Talk Radio.
Phone just flashed, and I have another Roco alert for us all to take cover and get to the interior house of the basement. That's how I am tonight. But I don't know because, and again, it's all of our large area that we're getting this. It's Blacksburg, Christiansburg, Vinton, Roanoke. So I don't know. So I'm going to try and tough through and see if I can stay on. If for some reason that doesn't happen, you're going to have to take over.
Okay. I promise you I will sign on and try and give back to everybody as soon as I possibly can. So hang with us tonight with the storm that Effordette's having.
We've been having them actually several days in a row where all of a sudden everything's fine, hunky and dandy, and then all of a sudden, boom, we get hit by something. But this one seems a little bit more ferocious with they're saying quarter-size hail. That's scary stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's big stuff when you have the hail.
I know. Here we are, you know. It's the summer solstice, you know. I gave a great sermon today. I had a wonderful Body, Mind, Spirit fair at the Unity of Roanoke yesterday with a lot of my friends. It was like old home day, and everything's been going great. And then I lay down for just a half an hour to take a little nap after I came home from chapel, and then I get a Roco alert. I'm like, what?
Oh, you gotta love Mother Nature.
Well, it's kind of interesting because the chart for tonight, okay, it's interesting because there's two yods, okay, that are going on, okay, with Mars and the Sun, okay, and the part of Fortune in Roanoke, though, you know, it's locational specific, and I'm like, could that be it?
the finger of God
is pointing at me. One of the things I'm happy about is Venus conjoining Jupiter this week in Leo.
Oh, that was so awesome. You know, and it's, you know, still was in conjunction of it.
Yep.
But when we had the moon on the 19th on Friday, it was really a beautiful sight to see with all of them within an isosceles triangle of each other. It was fun Friday night. We had the privilege, which it was supposed to rain, but here again, all weekend long, we were supposed to have rain, but it's been beautiful. It has scathed us and gone just south of us, and we've had beautiful weather, so it was really wonderful to sit outside and just look and gaze at the beautiful crescent moon with Jupiter and Venus right in aspect to each other. I think it's such a beautiful thing.
Wow, you're so fortunate. It's awesome. Well, we have quite a few people on hold tonight. I wasn't sure how it's going to be, and I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are out there listening. And all
yes,
those people
happy
that do celebrate.
All you fathers.
Like I said, it has been a beautiful day most of the day. A bit hot. But it's the first day of summer. What was I expecting, correct?
Absolutely. This is the summer coming out in full bloom. It is such a beautiful time, especially with Venus conjunct Jupiter, because it really enhances the beauty and the romance of the situation.
Love and devotion. Magnified.
Absolutely.
Okay, are you ready for the first one?
Sure, let's start.
Okay. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Have you called in before?
Not that I can recall, no.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
12/16/72.
And what time were you born?
I think it's 8:30 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
I was born in Spanish Town, Jamaica.
Spanish Town?
Mm-hmm.
And where do you live now?
West Palm Beach.
I thought so, with area code 561. I used to live there.
Oh.
For quite a few years, actually.
I lived most of the year in Stewart, so just north of you.
Oh.
Practically neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So what special questions did you have for us tonight?
I wanted to a move, if a move is presently going to happen.
Would it be a local
yeah.
move or a distant move? Okay, all right.
Local.
Let's take a look at that for you.
I know there is some temperance with this move because of natally you have Saturn in your fourth house, transiting your fourth house at this time. And
mm-hmm.
still would be with Jamaica. Okay.
And it is retrograde until the 2nd of August. Also in her relocation chart, it's also in the 4th. And because the planet's retrograde, sometimes it puts the energy on hold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Saturn is the planet of commitments, so you might be hesitant to make that commitment with this planet appearing to move backwards right now. It does go direct, though, on the 2nd of August. So it's kind of a little bit tricky because if you're going to move the 1st of August, it's almost standing still in the heavens at that time. I'm thinking the 1st of September would be better.
Oh, okay.
How
I agree with that. I think
the move?
Excuse me?
How soon were you thinking of making the move?
I just saw the property, so I fell in love with it. I still have to go through a process, so.
And you know, it's funny, you fell in love with it when Venus and Jupiter were both kissing in Leo. That is so fun.
And I agree with Aphrodite. I think that this is, I think you would move closer to September 1st or around the beginning of September sometime, as opposed to right now. I do feel that there is a process that has to be done before you're capable of physically making that move. So it's more of patience right now, that's what I'm going to say, but it's not too long away.
Now, you know Saturn is only in Sagittarius about every 28 to 30 years. And once it goes direct, by the third week of September, it's going to be in Sagittarius for 2 years. And that's going to be wonderful for you. It's really going to make you feel free and committed at the same time because of all your Sagittarian planets. So look forward to that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, we're glad you called and keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Sweet.
You know, that's interesting because I didn't think of Jamaica being close in longitude and latitude as West Palm Beach. And it's really interesting that her chart and her relocation only moved a slight bit.
I know. I find that a lot with Jamaica. Especially the winter babies.
Never knew that.
Yeah. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 941. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Carla. And
hi,
my
Carla.
Date of birth. Hi. And my date of birth is 2/8/65, and I was born at 12:35 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
12:35 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
do you live there now?
No, I live in Florida.
What city?
What city in Florida?
Sarasota.
Sarasota. To me, it always sounds like poetry, that name, Sarasota. You like it there?
It's okay, yeah.
Okay. And what special questions did you have for us tonight?
It's about my career. I work for myself, and my business kind of got slow where I'm trying to build it back up. So I took on a part-time job, and I had warning signs in the beginning. It's only been like 2 weeks, and they used me 3 hours where she wanted me to block off three days a week and block off the whole afternoon for her. And it's just not, you know, just I just got a lot of warning signs. And I was wondering, how do you see this going? Do you see my business picking up that I can, or do you see me leaving this job? Or what do you see? And I think she's even trying to look for another therapist to work for her. So just something's not right.
Well, you started to work at the job when Mercury was retrograde, Carla, and that's a tough time to have to make that decision. I give you a lot of credit for moving forward.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe she should bide her time with Saturn retrograde in her sixth. What do you think, Carol? What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do too, okay? Mars is in Gemini going through, transiting through your first house at this point in time. And with Saturn transiting through your sixth house, both of those, I know that you're going to feel frustrated, and I know that it's going to be multiple, because Gemini brings that multiple work where you're going to be working on your business as well as something else. I think temperance and patience at this point in time, and really not letting it get to you. You have the foresight to see the future, and I know this isn't the right job for you, but it is temporarily a job that will work for you. So what my suggestion would be is to ride it out for a little while and not let any of the craziness of it get to you. Again, you have terms and conditions of I'm going to work this many hours for you at this time, and that's it. Okay. Mm-hmm. If she doesn't, you know, if this doesn't work, there is something else available to you. So realize that if you decide to let this go, I think you'll find another one.
Okay. Can you see if she is looking for somebody else, or what her anticipations of me is?
Do you know her birthday, perchance?
I know she is a Taurus. Taurus with a Gemini rising just like me. That I remember her telling me.
Okay.
Here again, I think that you're picking up on the uneasiness of her, okay? Because here again, I don't think that she knows either whether this is going to work out right or not. So she's trying to hedge her bets. But again, here, I really think there's a certain amount of temperance in this. I think that she's going to try and make a good effort to make this work with the two of you. I don't think that she's going to instantly find somebody else and, you know.
Because I saw that she was... Yeah, they were calling other therapists in on Friday, and she doesn't even have any work, any business, enough even to hold me, you know, solid. Mind you, I'm traveling an hour for 25, you know, just to make an hour's pay, and that's it. So, you know, and you're going to hire somebody else, and in my mind, it would be, you know, she's looking for somebody that lives closer or is going to do what she wants, you know, wanted me to do, which I'm not going to give her my business, you know.
Well, and here again, what I'm trying to say is that you're, you know, here, I don't think she's going to find somebody. You know, my point being is if she's looking, here again, she's not going to go from one frying pan into another frying pan. She's got you there. She's got you doing what she's doing. And here again, her business isn't going to make that change to where somebody else is. The job is going to get easier for somebody else to do. Does that make sense to you? So again, here, I would just ride it out. I know that, you know, here Aphrodite talked about the Saturn retrograde, okay? And until August, that Saturn retrograde is going to hold you back both in your work as far as your own business is concerned and your work with her. So here again, he got a little bit of time to buy, you know, to let this work its way out.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. So we're so glad you called in. Keep us posted, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. These retrogrades are so tricky.
And when you enter into something like this under a Mercury retrograde, it just makes it even more challenging.
Because you have the inner conflict as well as the outside misunderstanding sometimes. So it's like, oh, geez, both.
Yeah.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 604, you're on the air.
Hello, 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 both of you. It's Charlene, and I'm calling from Langley, British Columbia.
How are you doing, Charlene?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm really good. Happy that the solstice is here. I love solstice. I love this. This is one of my favorite days of the year.
Oh, it's a great day.
And what did you do
today? August 31st, 1962?
That's me.
So, Aphrodite, I was asking, what did you do today to celebrate the summer solstice?
I got out of bed and I've eaten. I haven't done anything yet. I'm trying to take the day off. I've been so busy with work. It's been a little crazy. So I'm working at just nurturing my soul and being quiet today and embracing and trying to create good intentions for the ensuing upcoming times.
Beautiful. That's really great for right now for you to stop and reflect on that. I think it's an awesome thing. The sun starts to make its trek into your Mars, so it's a perfect time for you to really nurture yourself.
Okay.
So did you have a question for us today?
I don't know if I want to ask about love, family, or work, so I'll let you girls decide because you're both really good, so go ahead.
Well, are you involved in a relationship right now?
Yes, I'm still seeing the same man, the Aries.
Hey, what's his birth date again?
He's April 3rd, 1972, and he's born in Winnipeg, Manitoba, in Canada.
And you don't know the time?
I do not. I do too.
Well, right now, I really think that you're entering a period of time, you personally are entering a period of time where you're going to have an epiphany as far as your relationships with the people that are closest to you, him being one of them. Because Jupiter only goes into Virgo every 12 years, okay? And Jupiter's ready to move out of Leo and go into Virgo in August. I think it's on the 11th. And it's going to be there for a full year. And what's going to begin to happen for you is having a certain epiphany about the treasure that you are. And also to magnify the things that you've been trying so hard to analyze but haven't been able to analyze them to a conclusion. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. What I see here is that, and the reason why I started in on the one-to-one relationship is because I think that's the most important to do at this time. That's the biggest question mark that I see.
Okay.
And here again, I think Aphrodite is correct with the epiphany. With both Jupiter and Venus transiting through seventh house, and the sun going into Cancer, he's looking at what nurtures you. Does this relationship actually nurture me? And he can be sometimes a little interesting. He, you know, as far as that fire energy is concerned with him, he sometimes is a little bit more egocentric than what I'd like to see. But you enlighten and awaken him with his Uranus in Libra, and your Venus in Libra, and Mercury in Libra, and Uranus is right in between. You intrigue him. You enlighten and awaken him about one-to-one relationships and what they're all about. So I think over this next year, you're going to have some kind of epiphany about him and know which direction to go with this relationship. But I think it's worth pursuing at this point in time and writing it out until you find out what you really want as far as the relationship.
Okay. Okay.
You enjoy your beautiful day of rest and relaxation and self-love. How nice is that?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Happy summer solstice,
and you as well.
Babe.
Even though it's a, even though it's stormy there, it's okay. It's it brings change.
But yeah, the way I look at it, even when it's as dark as it is out there right now, the sun is shining somewhere, right, Charlene?
Exactly. It's above those clouds. It's always bright and ready.
Yes.
It's just blinging everything.
Yes.
What, Jacqueline, what did you say? I didn't get it. I'm sorry.
Just cleaning everything off and making it all clean for the summer.
It's, yeah, it's great. It's nice. It needs to rinse off the dust and the pollen. It's good.
Okay.
Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good
God
night.
Bye. She's such a sweetheart. We have so many wonderful people that call in. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Yeah. Area code 443, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you doing this evening?
Great. How are you?
Good. Had a fantastically
powerful
weekend.
Yay!
So give us your birthday.
My birthday is 12. Yeah, how about that? 12/13/1953.
Same year as me. Okay.
At 10:10 a.m. in Utica, New York.
Utica.
All right.
Now, do you still live there?
No, I'm in Maryland now.
And what city in Maryland?
Edgewater.
Edgewater, okay.
And did you have a specific question for us tonight?
What's coming up on my spiritual journey?
Ooh, fun. I like those kind of questions. All right.
What do you do for a living?
I'm in IT, but hoping to retire next year sometime.
And go into some kind of spiritual teaching work?
I don't know about teaching. Something like maybe Reiki or some kind of healing work.
Hey.
Well, Saturn, the great teacher, is only in the sign of Sagittarius every 28 to 30 years. And it's going to be going in there this year. It actually went into Sagittarius last Christmas Eve. And then it retrograded back to the last couple of degrees of Scorpio, just so that you could reconsider all of this, Kathy. And now, what's happening, and I agree with Jacqueline, even if you aren't teaching, you will be teaching and learning simultaneously with other light workers. You're probably going to end up getting involved in either some kind of community or some kind of school where they want to share with you, Mint, and the expression of your gifts. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because that's where I see you headed. You have some little worries about this because you are used to, of course, doing something you've been secure in, you know, all your life. You know, you're getting ready to retire. But you have been spiritually ready since last Christmas, okay?
my goodness.
And you do have a beautiful thing going on. Go ahead.
I'm going to say embrace the future, okay, begin here, because I started this out with this teaching process and learning process. You were so moving into, at this time, a new phase of your life, and finishing off that one that, has served you, but now is no longer, okay? And
right.
Sometimes it's a little scary, okay? But I wouldn't fear this at all, because this is really, with Cancer ruling your sixth house, your Mars in your eighth house, Pluto transiting through your 12th house, and Saturn transiting through your 10th house, we have a whole new career that's unfolding of a spiritual side of you that you haven't been able to emerge with. And I think you're going to blossom and bloom over the next few years. Like, not believe this. I agree. Reiki, I think, is good. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of healing art like that would be great for you to do. You're really good with people on a one-to-one basis and really assisting them on a one-to-one basis. So I would embrace the future and keep looking forward to this new endeavor that you're going to be doing. Because you're such a great humanitarian. With Sagittarius Sun in the 11th house natally, you are a humanitarian here to lead the world in an avenue that they have not seen. So,
wow.
I totally agree. I want to tell you one more thing before I let you go, and that's this. Pluto hadn't been in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War, okay? Came back in a couple of years ago. That's why we're having the tea party. But it's approaching your natal Chiron in Capricorn, which is why getting the Reiki certification is important, okay? But today, as we're talking to you, Chiron, the wounded healer of the zodiac, is kissing your beautiful Pisces moon. And Jacqueline, my dear friend here, also does have a Pisces moon, by the way. No, she has. Yes, she does. And the Pisces energy, have you ever heard of the pranic healing techniques?
Did you say pranic?
Pranic healing techniques. What you do, and I've done this with many different people, because I have a medical background. For instance, what you do is you concentrate or get a picture of the part of the body that has been compromised and is seeking to find its own personal wholeness, because the body wants to heal itself. And what you do is you look on the picture, and you can put your hands up and direct it at the individual anywhere on the earth or beyond, and really send the energy that that organ returns that pristine picture that you have on your computer screen or in your encyclopedia. And you send that energy through light and love in a Reiki way, but through the visualization. I think you would be fabulous at that.
Yes.
You know, I have a sick bird. I'm gonna try that on my bird.
You should.
Great idea.
You do really well with it.
Because I'm up to Reiki 3, so I why not?
You're good to go.
I'm ready
well,
to take
so
off.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Yes. We're so glad to be part of your spiritual charge.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a blessed night. Keep us posted, okay?
I will.
All right. God bless. All right. Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Amazing chart.
Oh, yeah.
I always feel bad for the little birdies. You remember when I used to raise finches down in Florida?
Yes, I do. That's been a long time ago. Wow.
At one point, we were up to 43 finches of all different varieties in those huge cages on the back porch.
Oh, yeah.
They were fun. I love them. People can listen to my cassettes from that time period, and they know it's me because they hear the birds chirping right away. That is so fun. Okay, are we ready for the next one?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. Area code 561. You're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite and Jackie. This is Lena. How are you?
Hi,
great.
Lena.
Long time no hear from you, babe. How are you?
Oh, Still hanging on by a thread. Would you believe I'm still living in the car?
Wow.
How long has this been going on now?
Since last May.
With no break in between?
What do you mean? No, not really, no. Maybe a hotel here or there if I get a little extra money. But no.
Well, I'm going to say this because Chiron's transiting through your 10th house of your career at this point in time, so it's shifting things in a different direction for you as far as your work is concerned. So
I'm at work. See, I'm thinking, soon I have to get some money together because I'm going to go, I have a property manager license that I have in an inactive stage right now, and I'm going to reactivate it. So I'm going to go get that reactivated. I figure that might, you know, help me move myself forward, but that's going to cost me $500.
Do you have any jobs at all that are on the horizon that could help you to earn that kind of money just to get to the next level?
I have to meet with someone next week. I've been looking for some companion work, but then I got stuff in my car, and a lot of times they want you to go on errands. And I've had a few temp jobs. I worked for Habitat for Humanity for a few months. That didn't work out because I volunteered for them, and then they gave me a job, and then. So, I mean, it just seems like nothing is stable. You know, it's just everything that I wind up doing is very, you know, just temporary. And I'm still in school. I have two more classes to get my degree, but now I took an algebra class and I'm going to be failing it, so I have to retake that, and that's going to make my graduation date go even longer.
How long is that going to take?
What, till the degree? Probably by next spring or next summer. I'm not sure yet.
Now, are you in Boca?
Yeah. And my sister don't talk to me anymore because she's mad at me because I won't go into a homeless shelter. Meanwhile, her daughter has an empty room and bathroom 15 minutes away from me.
Well, your sister's still trying to control your life, and you won't let her control it.
Oh, yeah,
it,
and that ain't going to happen in this lifetime.
Yeah, and so here again, I wouldn't take any of what your sister says, you know, as far as anything, you know, anything productive, I would acknowledge,
no.
You know, to go, as far as she's concerned. I do feel there's some kind of temporary job that you're going to have here. You're still in a transiting situation, and it's still moving in that way to where there is jobs available, but it would be temporary situation.
Temporary. Everything's temporary.
So I would still work with that if I were you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
And see where that leads to, because I do think there's another temporary job on the horizon for you that will help you out financially.
Because I'm supposed to meet with a woman next week about some help. She's supposed to see if I can help her do some. She needs an assistant to do some errands and stuff, and I don't know. I mean, with this Saturn retrograde, I heard that anything you start during the Saturn retrograde is only temporary.
Right. But the sun did move into Cancer today, and it's going to be trining your Chiron, your wounded healer, and helping others.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be trining your sun and your Venus in the 10th house of career. And as Jacqueline pointed out earlier, Chiron's also moving into your 10th house. So the whole healing thing right now is probably going to get you through to be able to ultimately get that property management license recerted. So just know that the direction of healing and helping others is where to go for the temporary work, and try to keep some momentum with it. See, the thing is, if you could continuously have temporary jobs, it's like having a permanent job. It's the lapses in between. You have to spend all the rest of your money to try and get another job. So you need to have as many irons in the fire for temporary positions just to get yourself through it so you can get the money that you need to get something that you really want to do where you have more control.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're always happy to hear from you.
Okay, I'll let you know. Thank you.
All right, keep us
posted.
Hang in there. All right, bye. What a long road that has been.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe she's so sweet. I just like, oh, what a darling soul.
Yeah,
are you ready for next
one? Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you there?
Cindy. Yes. Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How you doing tonight?
I was in hopes Charles was there.
I don't know if he's showing up tonight or not.
No, he's not on, evidently. But anyway, Jacqueline, continuing on for assisted living.
Okay.
Am I going to find something up in Stewart?
Let's take a look and see.
I have about 7 telephone numbers to call tomorrow.
Wow.
I do feel that I do feel that there's an opportunity for you. I do feel it's going to be a process again. We've been talking about, and it seems like the theme tonight is this Saturn retrograde that's at critical degrees right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny. Again, here, this is a process that you're going through. So I'm glad that you found 7 of them. Okay. I think it's a process to go through, to apply, to, you know, examine and look at. After August is when, again, Saturn goes direct and goes into Sagittarius. And that is, in your natal chart, it's running through your first house. I mean, your fourth house. And so that's, the fourth house is the home. Okay, so once it starts to go forward, I think you're going to go forward, and there's where I think your move is going to be. So I think it's going to be, you know, either the beginning of September or the beginning of November before you're going to be able to make some move. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Okay.
I agree. The interesting thing that I find is that because of Jupiter moving into Virgo first, it's going to be passing over her part of fortune in the Palm Beach chart. And Jupiter wants to give you the gifts that you desired, and your part of fortune, of course, is right there. So you could get extremely lucky after Jupiter gets into Virgo. So it might be a little bit sooner than later, because that does go on about the 12th of August. So I would be looking for that. And I do see all the 7 squares that you have, Cindy, too. You have more than 7 squares. So although you have 7 phone calls to make, you're probably going to end up with a few more coming in this week. I'm just telling you, okay? You're going to have a lot of irons in the fire.
Okay.
And I would go for all of it. You've got enough Sagittarius to do that. If I were you, I'd just basically go for it. Be very, very positive. Check out all the phone calls, make all the notations, and then sit there quietly and think within about how you felt about that conversation. Make a few notes for yourself, okay? Really allow your higher self and your lower self to really connect on the practicality of what you're trying to embrace, but also what your spirit inside needs. That's even more important.
Yeah.
Okay?
Jacqueline, Charles says manifest.
Yes. Again, that's the reason I like Aphrodite's idea, and I would get a notebook or something like this. to where you have a lot of pages you can write in. And I like that idea. And journal about each one. You know, write about each one, not only about what the information they gave you, but how you feel about the information they gave you. I think that's how you're going to come to the conclusion of where you're going to end up.
Okay. All right. My son hopes it's sooner more than later.
I think you would like it sooner than more than later than him. I understand why you're saying
that. Oh, yeah.
I do.
Really, I do also. Yeah. Okay, ladies.
Keep us posted.
I will.
We're on your side.
Yeah, I want to listen, okay?
All right. I will put you back on hold, honey. She's great, isn't she? Wow.
Oh, I love her. She's funny.
So you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Area code 720, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. This is Avatar. How are you doing on this wonderful solstice day?
Oh, great. And how are you, honey?
Oh, I'm doing good. I just have all these questions, so I'll just ask one similar to the other caller in terms of my spiritual path and what you may be picking up in reference to that.
Okay.
That's funny because you have the same rising she does, and Pluto is sitting in your 12th house like hers is.
Now, do you still live in Chicago, yes?
No, I'm in Denver.
That's what I thought. Okay. I said, I'm not looking at the same thing they're looking at. Okay.
And right now, Neptune is conjunct your moon.
Mm.
And Neptune is retrograde at this point in time. And you have a wonderful Pisces moon. I am prejudiced towards Pisces moon.
I know what happened to that.
You know me. And here again, what it's doing is it's making you really feel, really re-examine your spirituality and really feel what's going on at this point, some of what you know to be true as far as your own spiritual connection and your own intuitive ability. It is shifting you in a different direction as far as what you do on a day-to-day basis about it, because the sun just turned into Cancer, okay, and is going to be trining your moon from your sixth house to your second house, your self-worth. And what this is going to do is it makes you go back and reevaluate and reexamine what your day-to-day work is in your spiritual endeavors. So it's really going to come out over this next month really in a good direction for you, and you're going to feel more empowered emotionally by your spirituality and stronger in it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think she wants to take her spirituality to the level of being something very practical where she can actually see the results manifesting. I think that that's very important this year because of Jupiter moving into Virgo. Also, Uranus, the planet of epiphanies and surprises, is transiting the third house of your community, honey, and it's opposing and attracting to this beautiful Neptune-Saturn conjunction Libra that you and I both have because we're born in 53, okay? And so because of that, Saturn is exalted in Libra. So out of this ability to be able to see the results of your spiritual work and how it can really practically help other people, you are going to become a great teacher, and you are going to feel very much at peace. You're going to feel a sense of being that mentor extraordinaire. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And I think that this is the year. This is the year you do all the work where you see the beautiful gift you have blossoming. And then when Jupiter goes into Libra next year, that's when you're really going to be out there and you're really going to, people are going to know your name. They're going to want to hear you speak. They're going to want to understand how you got where you are. They're going to want to know your story. You're going to inspire a lot of people over the next 2 years. trust me.
Okay, that sounds good to me. That's my
all
intentions.
Right. And that, you're exact. Well, of course, you're pretty psychic, so I guess you knew already. You're just calling us for confirmation. Don't try and fool me.
Oh, boy. I'm not trying to fool you.
I know, no. But I know that you are very much on target with your desires here. See, the beautiful thing about you is that you have beautiful spiritual gifts, but you also have a lot of practicality in your chart, you know? You have that beautiful Taurus sun, which is the fixed earth sign that's ruled by Venus, the planet of love. You have your Jupiter there, the planet of good fortune and abundance. You've got Capricorn ascending, okay, in Denver right now. So you have a lot of things going for you as far as manifestation, and also, again, feeling just very, very good. Not only are you going to feel good spiritually about what you're doing, but your health is also going to prosper. Your physical sense of self and wholeness is also going to blossom at the same time, which I really love that.
So the chart that you're looking at for Denver now, do you see that that Neptune is in the 10th house? Because this
no.
chart that I'm
no,
looking at.
No, your
no?
Neptune and your Saturn are in the 9th house of God watching over you, metaphysics, higher learning, higher education, the internet, international commerce, like if you're going to publish, you want to publish in more than one language that way. Because in Denver, there's like a big shift because you're living under a different piece of sky. Just so you can understand what I'm looking at, okay? In a chart, the planet is the verb. The sign it's in is the costume it's wearing. The house it inhabits, depending on where you live, is the stage where the action takes place. So your shift to Denver, I think, was a very good idea. Very good idea.
So the way where you seeing what you just saw, you seeing that in the ninth house now, what you just described, is that?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly right.
Okay. Well, this I'm probably going to have to have you do me a chart because this one doesn't. It's not looking like that.
Well, either Jeff and I have the same software. Yeah. Send us an email or get on Facebook with us and tell us what you need. We'll be happy to. We can email you these charts, okay? It's at no cost to us.
Yeah.
It's a click and go. It's a click and go.
Okay. Yeah, because
we'll be
this one was done since I've been. This one was done since I've been in Denver, and it has like it has an outer wheel, and a lot of what you're saying lines up with this outer wheel, like the sun in Cancer. You mentioned that earlier, didn't you? At 13 degrees? Yeah, that lines up on the outer wheel.
Right. The outer wheel is the transiting planets, the planets that are above us as we're having this conversation. The inner wheel is you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just the stuff in the inner wheel doesn't line up with what, you know, what you're saying. But some of the stuff on the outer wheel does. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. You have a blessed night.
You too. Thanks, both of you.
God bless.
God bless you too. Good night.
I don't know where she got that wheel from. I don't know if they're using the same chart system too. What a lot of people don't understand, I usually use Tropical Placidus, but there's many different ways you can look at astrology. It's like taking a picture of the front of your face versus a side view. It's a different picture, and it can give you more information in a different way. None of it's disaccurate. It's just all different, and all of it can give you a certain amount of enlightenment about what you're looking at. Am I explaining that correctly, Jacqueline?
You are. I like that. I like different side of the face, you know, whether you're looking at face forward or on one side or the other. You know, and I find that in the Koch system, which is what I think she's looking at, that it does make that little bit of a difference. And I know astrologers that use the Koch system. And again here, they resonate to it so well. And the information is just as good and just the same. It depends on the astrologer that you go to as to what they see or what they are looking at. And so again here, some people like looking at the side of your face. Some people like looking at you straight forward. It's just a little bit different, but it's smart and not just science. And when it comes to it, that's one of the beauties of having these is because certain astrologers can read better with different types of charts. That's the reason why we have these types of charts.
Exactly right, Samantha. Who you studied? We have one of those weird phone numbers where it's like a 1111111. Let's pick it up and see who's there.
Okay.
Area code 111, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, ladies. This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
What's your birthday, Carolyn?
October 9, 1954.
And what time were you born?
I think it was 2:56 a.m.
Excellent. And what city?
Well, it's out of this country, that's for sure. Do you need a spelling?
Yes.
Yes, please.
It's in Lisbon.
In what country?
Portugal.
Portugal, I found it. Right.
And where do you live now?
New Jersey.
What city?
Red Bank.
Okay. Now, is that in Gloucester County or is that in Monmouth County?
Monmouth County.
Okay. It's just going to give us a different ascendant on you, a little bit of different house system, so we can see things in the timing much more accurately.
Oh.
We look at both, but I like to look at both. Okay.
That's beautiful. Everything
and what
helps.
Is your question today?
Well, it's in regard career, finances, coming soon, manifesting.
What are you doing for a living?
I'm a literary agent.
That is.
How do you get your clients?
All referrals.
Say again?
Until now.
Do you want to continue to do this kind of work?
I want to expand on it. What I want to do as well is bring in these authors, give them a platform, going on stage, doing live events, public relations. So there's a wider scope I want to expand
perfect.
On.
Perfect. That's a perfect idea for this time period for you because you have a lot of Scorpio planets, even though you're a Libra sun. And Saturn has been going through Scorpio for the last 2.5 years. And it's almost like going through that dark night of the soul where you have to reevaluate if everything you have taught and everything you have learned has brought you where you need to be. Now, when it entered Sagittarius briefly last Christmas, then it retrograded back into Scorpio for you to reconsider the way you would approach this. So I'm going to let Jacqueline take the ball about what's going to happen when it goes into Sag. Go ahead, Jacqueline. Tell her.
Well, you know, you're going to go internationally, is what I'm saying.
Yay! Yeah!
And in your relocation chart, I really like the relocation chart for you. I think you've made the best choice as far as where you've come to, you know, where you've relocated yourself to for your own greater benefit, okay?
Yes.
It has put Jupiter into your second house to really make that financial stabilization for you. It might not feel stable because Jupiter is a dual sign, and it goes in and it goes out, so it's got this duality to it to where money comes in and then money goes out, but it's not there for you to look at. Again, she was talking about in August when Saturn goes into Sagittarius, it's going to move into your sixth house in Red Bank. And this is really where you're going to see it really launch that public relations in you. you have a wonderful creative attribute to you. And in your natal chart, all those Capricorn planets are in your, well, you have Mars in Capricorn, which is the career. But you also have Chiron, and you have your vertex in the North Node in your natal chart, in your fifth house, of that creativity, of that creative writing, and really promoting others. Your Jupiter is in your 11th house, so really you nurture and promote others just naturally by being who you are. And I think by relocating, you've really made this capable of being launched in the middle of August, where you should be able to really make some great connections, not only in the United States, but I think internationally.
Yes!
That's what I want. Yes. It's already happening a little bit where I have international clients, but because I do I will need partners, or one partner, financial partner, I think that's coming international. You're so correct. And I really have a passion to go bring all the authors and public speakers all over the world. And I want London first. I don't know why London, but that's so beautiful. Everything you said is so correct. I thank you, because that's my vision.
Oh, you're welcome. So glad you called in tonight.
Ladies.
We're so glad you called
and
in.
And I have to thank my parents for bringing me over, because I was born overseas, but when I was a little girl, I did come over. And my parents, the reason why they wanted to come to the U.S. is because they wanted to give us a much better life. So there it is, the chart. Thank you.
They did. They did a good job.
I want to tell you one more thing before you go that you don't know. And I don't even know if Jacqueline knows this, but I wanted to take a look at this. London, where you're thinking of, this is how psychic you are. London has Sun, Venus, and Chiron all in Capricorn, right in your seventh house of partnerships, agreements, and contracts from where you live in Red Bank.
Oh my!
You are so right.
It's magical. That's how. Well, it's all spiritual. It's all a miracle to me, anyway. So I thank you, ladies. That's so remarkable. You made me. Oh my gosh! My heart is pumping and it's filled with sunshine. Thank you. You're very beautiful. That's all I could say.
Thank you. God bless you, honey. Keep us posted, okay?
I will. I will. Believe me. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right. Many blessings. Good night.
Blessings. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Well, we're at the top of the hour. We've just got 2 minutes left. We don't usually get a chance to give out our phone numbers and such. Maybe we should do that now.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110, and we're both on Facebook. And you can also leave us messages on Blog Talk Radio if you'd like, and we are there for you. We love serving you. Thank you so much, all our loyal callers. We're so happy to help you try to navigate your path.
We're here for you, and that's the reason why we love doing this, is to see you guys really improve and really find a better possibility in life. And if we both love serving you, and we enjoy all of our clients. So have a good week.
Have a good week. Happy summer solstice. Good night.
Happy Father's Day. Good night.